听力课堂，听 class.com。
6. Personal ability. Useful sentences. Asking about personal ability.
1. What is your greatest strength?
2. What are your weak points?
3. What are your greatest achievements?
4. Can you work under pressure?
5. What are the problems you have encountered in your job?
6. How do you deal with those who you think are difficult to work with?
7. Are you more of a follower or a leader?
8. How many languages do you know besides Chinese?
9. Can you speak English fluently?
10. How about your oral English?
11. Can you communicate with foreigners fluently without any barrier?
12. Do you have experience in using a computer?
13. Can you tell me whether you can take shorthand?
14. How are your typing skills?
15. How many words do you type per minute?
16. Which computer software do you know?
17. Can you drive a car?
18. What technical qualifications have you obtained?
19. Did any of your previous position require typing?
20. How are your general office skills?
21. Do you have any special skills?
22. What do you think about your qualifications?
23. Do you have any other qualifications?
24. Can you operate switchboard? Answering about personal ability.
1. I manage my time well, so that I can always get things done on time.
2. I suppose a strong point is that I like developing new things and ideas.
3. I can take on jobs that bother other people and work at them slowly until they get done.
4. When I think something is right, I will stick to that. Sometimes it sounds a little stubborn, but I am now trying to find a balance between insistence and compromise. 5. As a young girl, I'm a bit shy around people. That is my weakness, but I'm patient both with people and my work. 6. Well, I'm afraid I'm a poor talker, and that's not very good, so I've been learning how to speak in public.
7. As an editor, I have to proofread numerous articles. This is a fairly repetitive job, so it's easy to overlook mistakes.
8. I stick to my principles and keep to the rules.
9. Sometimes they just lacked enthusiasm, and I got them involved with something constructive. Some of them changed their attitude later.
10. I know effective ways of using videos in language teaching. I learned these tricks when I worked as a TA in college.
11. I have received an English education and have a slight knowledge of Spanish. I took a Spanish course in college.
12. I am experienced in operating modern office equipment.
13. I have passed College English Test Band 6 in my third year at college and got a score of 640 in TOEFL.
14. I have a good command of 3 computer languages, Basic, Fortran, and COBOL.
15. I am proficient in shorthand and typewriting, and I have attained a speed of 160 words per minute, respectively.
16. I feel capable of increasing sales in that region.
17. I'd say I was able to do the job well.
18. I'm pretty good at public speaking.
19. I think my English is enough for me to work as an English editor.
20. I can communicate with foreigners fluently.
21. I can speak not only English, but also French.
22. I am proficient in both written and oral English.
23. I have approximately 3 years' experience in using a computer.
24. I can use Windows and DOS skillfully.
25. I've learned shorthand, but have no work experience.
26. I can use PhotoMaker and Microsoft Word.
27. I have a driving license.
28. I've received a business English certificate.
29. I have working knowledge of Office 97.
30. I have received a computer operator qualification certificate.
31. I have received an accountant qualification certificate.
32. I have an engineer qualification certificate.
33. I have got a bilingual tourist guide qualification.
34. I have a good command of secretarial skills.
35. I can write computer programs.
36. I have a driving license.
37. I have a doctor license.
38. I have an electrician license.
39. I have a locksmith license.
40. Although I feel my greatest accomplishments are still ahead of me, I am proud of my involvement with the International Business Conference 93 project. I made my contribution as part of that team and learned a lot in the process.
41. However, I believe in planning and proper management of my time, reduce panic deadlines.
42. I have very strong observation power. I can generate interesting ideas from minor things, and once the idea is formed, I have strong urge to put it into action.
43. I always give each job my best efforts, so when others are not pulling their weight, I would be frustrated.
44. But I always look for them, and it keeps me alert and motivated, so I do a better job.
45. I can use an abacus fairly well.
46. I'm familiar with the West-styled accounting since I've worked in an enterprise with foreign capital for 3 years.
47. I'm not a green hand at foreign trade. I have a clear idea of how the international trade works, so I'm confident of being a good export sales staff member.
48. I know a lot about how the American economy works and how business is done here.
49. I graduated from hospitality school, and I know how to treat our customers quickly and properly.
50. I think I can manage.
51. I have been trained in typing, and I'm sure I can learn to operate a computer quickly.
52. I am able to finish the task on my own.
53. There's just a chance I can repair the duplicating machine.
54. I am quite efficient in secretarial work, like typing and taking shorthand.
55. I know something about higher mathematics.
56. I know how to gather the information crucial to our decision-making bodies.
57. I feel able to manage a department store.
58. I have a chef license, especially I am expert at Sichuan cuisine. Fashion conversation. Conversation 1.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
I have just left school, but I am well acquainted with office work.
Why are you qualified for this position?
Since leaving school, I have attended typewriting and shorthand classes and have now attained a speed of 50 and 90 words, respectively.
What can you contribute to the position of a market analyst?
I know how to gather and summarize information from the internet, which is an essential skill for market analysis.
What job-related skills do you have?
I am a good accountant and have a thorough knowledge of the English language. Conversation 2. Can you drive?
Yes, I have a driving license.
Are you willing to drive yourself if the job requires?
Sure.
One more thing, if you are wanted in this position, you must prepare to travel abroad frequently.
That's fine with me. I love traveling.
Would you mind relocating?
As long as it isn't too far from this city, I don't mind.
It's quite far away, though it's located in another part of the city. Are you planning to find a boarding house nearby?
I think I can commute that far without any trouble.
Good. Do you have any particular conditions that you want us to take into consideration?
No, nothing in particular. Thank you.
Then you'll need to know it's a hard job. You'll often have to work overtime or even on weekends.
Yes, but I don't mind working hard. That's the way to success, I suppose.
Conversation 3. Can you skillfully operate the computer?
Yes, I can. I have 5-year experience in operating computer.
What kind of software can you use?
I can skillfully use DOS, Windows, and Office 2000.
Do you have some certificates on computer?
Yes, I have NCRE certificate rank 2.
Any other certificates?
Yes, I have a Cambridge Business English certificate and lawyer qualification certificate.
Do you have any other special skills?
I like photography very much. I used to be awarded second prize in a photography contest at our university.
Conversation 4. What is your greatest strength?
I think I am very good at planning. I manage my time well so that I can always get things done on time.
What is your weakness?
I always give each job my best efforts. So when others are not pulling their weight, I am frustrated.
What is your greatest accomplishment?
I got the scientific research prize from the Gansu government for my achievements in the Northwest Regional Economy Development Research Project.
Can you work under pressure?
Working under pressure is exciting and challenging. I don't mind. In fact, I am very efficient when certain pressure is exerted on the work.
What are the problems you have encountered in your job, and how do you solve them?
There was a time when both the clerical assistant and the secretary resigned at the same time. I then had to handle their work temporarily. The workload was incredibly heavy. So I started to set priorities for the jobs and hired part-time staff to handle routine work. Finally, I managed to keep the operation smooth until we found someone to fill the vacancy.
How do you deal with those who you think are difficult to work with?
I stick to my principles. and keep to the rules. Sometimes they just lack enthusiasm, and I get them involved with something constructive. Some of them change their attitude later.
Conversation 5.
Do you have any special skills?
I can write computer programs. I have a good command of secretarial skills.
What qualifications have you got?
I have a doctor license and a driving license.
Do you get special training in office skills?
I passed both the Cambridge examinations, first certificate and the certificate of proficiency in English, and studied for a year in London at the Lucas Secretarial College, ending with speeds of 120 words per minute in English shorthand and 50 words per minute in typing. I was also trained in office procedure.
Please tell me about work you have done. Which qualifies you for this job?
I've received some special training in typing, shorthand, and operating a fax machine, etc. I'm experienced in IBM PC. I can operate familiarly a word processor, a fax machine, a photo, and other office equipment. Conversation 6. What are your greatest strengths and weak points?
I think I am very good at planning, but sometimes I sound a little stubborn.
What is your greatest accomplishment?
I developed an energetic sales program, extending the existing sales desk and opening 5 additional sales points. Also, I developed a mail order sales program. In 5 years with this department store, sales have increased by 200%. Now I supervise directly 30 employees in the sales section.
Can you work under pressure?
Yes. There's a lot of strings in the company that I have worked in, although much of it is below the surface.
Interview notes.
Now it's the age of information, and the age of knowledge economy as well. High technology has been surprisingly developed. New products have appeared one after another. The competition has become the competition of talents and science and technology. So those talents who have mastered high and new technology will naturally be popular with the enterprises. Science and technology include many aspects, such as information technology, electric technology, biological technology, and so on. In general, the majors in computer science and biological engineering can find well-paid jobs. Meanwhile, the society asks for talents mastering management. Management is fairly important for an enterprise. Without good management, there will not be good economic effect. The people who know scientific management of an enterprise can also get high salary. In addition, with China entering into the WTO, there will be more trade relations with foreign countries. So the talents who master international economy and trade will be ranked into the high salary class.